Irish on Haman Bays. We had a machlokes to Rav Meir and the Chachamim. What's the din if you give over the get? You don't say b'fani nechto, b'fani nechto. What's the din? Yotzei v'avlad mamzer, according to Rav Meir, and according to the Chachamim, l'maisa, we have to ketzed yasa, which we went through at great length. L'maisa, we went through great length on Thursday. How do we understand the ketzed yasa? Okay? We went through at great length. How do you understand the ketzed yasa? Okay, we have this? So it comes out, halacha l'maisa, we have to look at the tesis. Let's start the tesis right away, l'maisa. Let's take a look at the tesis right away as to whether you say the b'fani nechtam on time or you don't say it on time, you say it before or not. Okay? That's the shaila at hand that we have to look at now. Okay? So let's take a look at Tyson's inside. Everyone got it? Yileno Emenu. Oren, go ahead. You read the Tyson. You got it in front of you? Go ahead. Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do.
Yileno Emenu, the Achor, read Nenu Lo, Yor, Ule. Mikan Mashma, the Tzarek Lomer, Bashas, Nasina, Fane Nechtov.
Oh, it's Mashma from here that you have to say Bashas, Nasina, Bafane Nechtov. Go ahead. Midikamar.
Yileno Emenu.
Because it says you take it from her. What does it mean, you take it from her? It means you take it from her, you have to what? Take it back from her and give it, and at the same time you give it, l'maisa, at the same time you give it, you have to say it. What did the guy say? Did you give my cell phone, l'maisa?
Yeah, he has.
He has my cell phone number? Okay, thank you. Can he fix it?
Return it to your computer, like log into it from there and update it.
By itself.
Yeah.
Thank you for your help, man. Thank you. Okay, so it says, Ketzed Yasa, you lend her, you have to take it back from her and give it. At that time you give it, you have to say b'fani nechtov. You understand how you see that from the Gemara? The Gemara has the necessity of saying Ketzed Yasa. You have to take it back and then put it back in the husband's hand and then say b'fani nechtov, not the husband, but the shliach, and say it at that point. Excellent. Go ahead. B'hu adin.
B'hu adin, la'afar nesina, sokhdei divor.
What does that mean? He says, "Who did not?" What does "who did" mean? The same halacha applies. What? Achar nesina tok kedei dibor. Yes. You with me, Aryeh? That it helps. Why does it help? Because what did it say in Hamad Aleph? That he gave her the get, and then he got a stroke. God forbid. He was healthy and he wasn't able to say b'fani nechtov until he became a what? Until he became a cheresh. So it seems from the Gemara that as long as you say it after the nesina, but within the window of tokei dibor, it's good. Ava what?
Ava la'achar kedei dibor b'stega l'ri.
Imahani
kol zman she asukim be'oso inyan olav.
Excellent. Very good reading. But he says, if it's after Tehechadei Dibor, but you're still schmoozing about the get for an hour, remember we wrote that phrase, Asukan Mosulinyan, after the window of 3 seconds, is that good or not? So he says, I'm not sure. He says, I'm not sure if that's good or not. Maybe you need Dafka Tehechadei Dibor. So what has Tosa said so far? That you have to say, B'fani Nechav Nechav Tehechadei Dibor, you have to say it at the time of the giving. Yes? Is that correct? Then he says, maybe, then it's definitely good if you give it what? Within Tokhadi Dibor afterwards. Yes, Jonathan? And what's number three? What's number three, guys? What's number three? Go ahead now. What's number one? Number one is you have to give it Bishas Nesina. Number two is it's good if you give it what? Within Tokhadi Dibor after Nesina. What's number three? Not sure whether it's Asukin Mosuin and after Tokhadei Dibor. No, before we get to number four. There are four stages in Tyson. I want you to write down. Okay? How's he able to get into the computer, Mayor, if he doesn't know my... they know it? You mean they know... I gotcha. Okay, good. Go ahead. I don't want any breaches, you know what I mean? No security breaches. Okay, go ahead. The Kodem what?
The Kodem is, you know, misfakulary.
Misafka. Go ahead.
Nami.
Oh, that's number four. For Kodem the Nesina, the Ri as a suffix doesn't work. So I'm going to write down the four different stages that Tosfos says. Jonathan, let's get them down. Number one is, this is how you break down a Tosfos, guys. This is how you break it down. Number one, it should be said b'shas nesina. And at the time that he's about to give it. Number two is, it's la'achar, it's tokadei divor, achar nesina. Tokadei divor, achar nesina is kosher. Yes? Number three is achar nesina. I'm going to write everything so we get it clear. Achar nesina, achar tokadei divor, but it is what? Asukim boso inyan. Achain, however, asukim boso inyan. It's asukim boso inyan. So since it's asukim boso inyan, suffek whether that's kosher. Suffek kosher alone. There, you got me? And what's number four? Already. What's number four? What's the fourth one?
Kodem
Nesina. Kodem Tokadei Dibor of the Nesina, yes? Is that what he says? Kodem Tokadei Dibor, yeah? Kodem Nesina meaning what? Way before it. He doesn't mean like Tokadei Dibor of the Nesina. When I wrote the word B'shas Nesina, what does Shas Nesina mean? What's the number one? You know it's perfect. I mean, you got to give within 3 seconds of the giving, you know? So I'll write B'shas Nesina as Toch Kidei Dibor Lifnei Nesina. You follow what I'm saying? And then the fourth Tosis is Kodem Nesina Lifnei Toch Kidei Dibor Lifnei Nesina. You follow me? Yes? That's a suffek what? Suffek kosher or law. That's how you break down the Tosis. There are four different statements of Tosis in this din. Yud, is that clear? Let's get it down. Yes, Binyamin.
You see, B'shachos,
I
can't be both
the
shams. I can say something while doing an action.
Okay, but I'm saying, Tokadei Divor would just as well be good.
Well,
you do it 2 seconds before. Because it's, you know, that's considered B'shachos Nesina.
From number four, that when it says...
Oh, number four is the name is seen way before it. Before Tokadei Divor. Tokadei Divor would be exactly. There's a cloud. You have shown Samson. You can't be perfect with it. So this is the din. Okay? These are the four stages. Go ahead. So he says, I think I can bring a raya from the four stages. Go ahead. What are the raya from the four stages? Go ahead. It says in Perikol Aget, come on, did anyone look it up? Did you look it up, Jonathan? Adaf Kof Testament Beis, go ahead. If someone's a shliach to deliver a get from Israel, you got sick, what do? You go into Beis Din, and Beis Din makes a new shliach, and what do you say in front of the Beis Din? Did anyone get a chance to look up that Mishnah on Kof Testament Beis? What does it say there? Ari, you remember what it says there? What does it say over there? It says you're supposed to say in front of the Beis Din what? Fanenefta, right? Yes? And then they make a new shliach, and the shliach Achron doesn't need to say Fanenefta, but he says shliach based in Ani. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a strange law, so what do you mean the second shliach doesn't need to say it? He can't say it. He wasn't there when it was written and signed. No? We were bothered by that. Usher and I were bothered by that. So what's the answer to that kashan? So the Chasam Sofer says, what it means is that you would think this new shliach would have to say that he heard the first guy say b'fanenefem, the first shliach. Kamashman, he doesn't even have to do that. All he's got to say is shliach ani, shliach based in it. You follow what I'm saying? You might have thought that what? You might have thought that he has to say, I heard the first guy say b'fanenefem, b'fanenefem. Kamashman, he doesn't even have to do that. You can't. It's a lie. You didn't see it. The words before that, but you didn't see it. Even though Shlip Shalom can also, but you didn't see it yourself. So the Chasam Sofer, I want you to get that down. The Lash of Ein Tzarich we thought was very, very difficult. What must Ein Tzarich? What do you mean? You can't say it. The Gerush Yerachim was bothered by this kasha. We were machaved the Gerush Yerachim. So the Chasam Sofer says what it means to say is you don't have to say b'fanenet. I heard the first guy say it. That's what the Mishnah means. Elias, you follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush that Mishnah Chof Testament base. So what do you see from this Mishnah, Aryeh? That what? That you don't have to say before that. You can say before that long before the actual delivery they get. Yes? So maybe can we arrive from there for the four, number four that I wrote on the board? You know, Oren, how do we reject it? Go ahead. How do we reject it? Go ahead, finish up the Tosis. Go ahead. There's no raya from that Mishnah. Why not? What can you say? How could you get out of that? How do you get out of that raya? Because why? What do you say, Yehuda? Because why? You are releasing the get. You are definitely releasing the get. So maybe you're saying, fine, after that one, you're releasing the get. Who says it means when you have to actually what? Give it to her. Whenever you did your job, when you give it over to someone else, like the baton, right, in the relay races, right, in the Olympics, before he gives over to get, he's saying, fine, after my nephew. Maybe that's just as good. And therefore, Lamaisa, it's not a riot at all. They can say it long before the actual giving. So Tosis leaves it with a suffix. So of the four situations, which two of the four are suffix? At the time of the Sina, or Tokhle Dibra of the Sina, it's good, right? Tokhle Dibra after the Sina, it's good. Yes? Asukin Bosuini after the Sina is one suffix, and what's the other suffix? Before, long before Tokhle Dibra, before the Sina, is that good? But after Tokhle Dibra, if it's not also Sina, for sure it's bad. You got me? Because you're no longer a what? No longer shliach, which we're going to get into. Okay, so that's how we break down the test. Please, guys, let's get it. Okay, now, Lamaisa, let's get this. Tosis says there's a necessity for saying b'fanei nechem b'fanei nechem b'shas nesina. Why? Why is there a necessity? Oren just said it. Because we said on Thursday from the Tosfos, you're no longer a shliach. Once you do your job, Yehuda, you're no longer a shliach. So how can you say b'fanei nechem anymore? That is the reason why it must be said b'shas nesina, plain and simple. Okay? Because you're no longer a shliach. The namanus of b'fanei nechem is when you're a shliach. If you deliver to get already, then it's too late already. So that's number one, Svara, from the Tosfos. What's number two? What does Tosfos say on Pei Dalet Amud Beis? Dibra Maskel Chizkiah. I gave it to you this morning. Amar Chizkiah. What did Tosfos say on Pei Dalet Amud Beis? Dibra Maskel Amar Chizkiah. What did he say? Someone can tell me? What did he say there? Aryeh, on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. What did Tosfos say? Second Tosfos Amar Chizkiah. Remember what Tosfos said? V'od Shliach Davke Kishyom B'Shas Nesin Medik Daik. The only time that he's going to be Medik Daik, which is from what Gemara? Where's Medik Daik from? Gimelam and Aleph, that he's going to be careful. He has an audience. The only time he's going to be careful and say the final out is when he has an audience at the time of the giving. Right? So you want him to ensure that you're going to invoke that Svar of Medik Daik. So make him say the final Nechavanetha when he's what? When he's actually giving it. So if I ask you, give me two reasons why Tosfos mandates that the final Nechavanetha has to be said. Give me two reasons why the Fanenetha has to be said to Shas Nesina. Number one is, if you say it afterwards, you're no longer a shliach. That's the Tosfos read in Gittin Ham Beis. And number two, Tosfos in Gittin what daf? Pei Dalet Amud Beis says what? You won't have the Svar of Medik Daik. Medik Daik is very crucial, and that's what gave him his nemanis. Why do we believe one guy is shliach? Because we have a special notion that he's Medik Daik. He's very, very careful. If he's very, very careful, then what? Then we believe him. But that's only when he says it, when he's about to give it. Or when he's giving it. You got me? Those are two svaras. If I ask you, why must the final act of the mayor be said to Shas Nesina? The answer is, plain and simple, because it's no longer a shlis if you say it afterwards, after you gave it, Azriel. And what else? Put it away. And then number one, what's number two? Number two, what's number two? Number two is what? Medik Daik. What's Medik Daik? That you have to what? He's going to be careful. Make sure he's telling the truth because he has an audience. So that's why Tosfos mandates Lamaisa. Number one, the Tosfos Rid. Number two, Tosfos. That's why it must be said b'shas nesina. Okay, Jonathan, you got it?
I just don't. I'm confused about the Tosfos Rid. Can you just repeat it?
Tosfos Rid just gives a svar. If you say the funny nothing after the giving, you're no longer a shliach. Your nemunah is based on the fact that you're still a shliach. That's the Chiddush. Okay. Now this leads us to the following. You guys saw everything inside. Mar Makaymus. Number, let's go in the rush right to it. I made a mistake. What Simon was it? What Simon was it in the rush? I showed everyone in Seder. What Simon was it in the rush? Simon Vav. Excellent. What is his name in name of Rav Yaakov Mikinun? the city of Kinon. Get it down. He quotes the Shita that what do you do if it's after Nisina? Is there any way to what? Is there any way to save the day after the Nisina or not? He says yes. Who do you say it in front of? Edom Asira. Which Edom Asira? The Amir Varnath works after the Nisina, but you have to say it in front of Edom Asira. But the Edom Asira left already. So what do? You got to give it back to him and let him re-give it in front of new Edom Asira. Wow. You have to give it back to him with a new Edom Asira. You can get the other window also as Oren if you want, okay? Let's get this down. The Rosh says, B'Ferishim Yaakov Mikinin, that if you want to give it, you must give it in front of Edom Asira. What do I do if the Edom Asira went to Medina Sayyam already? What do I do?
Get a new pair of
Edom Asira. Get a new pair of Edom Asira and re-give it. Excellent, Yosef. Who does he quote this in the name of? Reb Yaakov Mikinin. That's what you do. Okay? When you have to re-give it, you got to re-give it in front of new Edom Asira because Edom Asira left. They hit the road. They went to Medina Sayyam. Yes? Now, I gave you that's the Russian Simon what? Simon Vav. The Mordechai in Simon Shinchav Beis Yehuda says like this. He quotes Reb Yaakov Mikinin. I'm sorry. He quotes Reb Meir Mikinin. They must have been brothers. I don't know, brothers. Maybe they were just from the same town. But did you notice that? The Mordechai in Simon Shinchav Beis quotes Reb Meir Mikinin. That if you have any Mesira, if you have Edom Asira, you can say the Fanenetha of when? Afterwards, the Maisa. Afterwards, the Maisa. Imim say Edom Asira, Yochalom Fanenetha of them Arachlazman. Let's say, oh, they went on a trip, an excursion, for 2 weeks, they didn't say. Then they come back, we're back. Oh, you're back? Well, you didn't say the Fanenetha. So I says, I'll say it right now in front of you guys. That's good. Get it down. The Mordechai coach of Meir Mekinon that you don't have to re-give it. You find those same Edom Asira, you can say it 2 weeks later. Wow. That's smack against Tysus. Tysus said, Lamaisa, to give it, to say it much later, forget about it. No, says the Meir Mekinon. As long as it's the same Edom Asira, no problem. He says, you're not allowed to say it in front of different Edom Asira. Because that would be Chetzi Edis. That would be Chetzi Edis. What do you mean, Chetzi Edis? Midrobonim de Gerushin with Abba Fanenetha is a Chetzi Gerushin. A Gerushin with Abba Fanenetha is a Chetzi Gerushin. You got what I'm saying? It's a tremendous Chiddush. He says, if you find the same in the Mesir of Gezunter, hey, you could say it 2 weeks later. But the thing is, you can't say it in front of new Eid of Mesir unless you what? Unless you re-give it. You understand what I'm saying? If you re-give it again, you can do it in front of different Edom Asira. Because if you give the get and say the funny net in front of different Edom Asira, that's called what are you? Chetzi Gerushin.
What's the difference between
the two different versions? What's the difference? The difference is that the second, the Mordechai's quote of the Meir Mekinon says that you're allowed to give it to the same Edom Asira later. As long as it was the Edom Asira originally at the get. Reb Yaakov Mekinon Lamaisa said that you must give in front of Edom Asira.
Yeah.
And therefore the Edom Asira left. And therefore you have to give it back. But what Reb Yaakov Mekinon Lamaisa did not say explicitly, Aryeh, is that you can say it 2 weeks later. He just pushes Lamaisa. You have to say it after the Edom Asira. Lamaisa. So you're saying, Aryeh is saying good, that they're really saying the same thing. It's two different names. Is it who, Reb Yaakov Mekinon or Reb Shimon Mekinon? Or is it Reb Moshe Mekinon? Yes? And I also know the Rosh Mekinon. There's also a Rosh Mekinon, the Sefer HaKriyos. So the three Rishonim from the, was Kinon a city? Maybe you look it up in the computer, Makadosh the computer, Lamaisa. But Kinon, Kuf Yud Nun Vav Nun. Kinun, Aryeh, was that a city? Lamaisa. So it comes out, Aryeh points out that there's no difference between Yaakov Mekinon and what Reb Meir Mekinon. Reb Yaakov Mekinon stressed that you could say the fun and ethan after the Nesina. Just make sure it's the same what? Just make sure it's the what?
Same
Edom Asira. Excellent, Yosef.
I found the city Chinon in France.
Okay, maybe they're from Provence. The Rishonim from Provence. Here we're talking about the Eid Masira left. So what's your only choice? To re-give the get and give it in front of what? New Eid Masira. The Mordechai quotes of Hashem and Meir Mikinin, and he just says what? If the Eid Masira are found 2 weeks later, no problem. It's good, you can give it. And are you saying good? They really are of the same opinion. But they're focusing on different nekudas. The Mordechai B'Shem Remeir Mekin speaks out that you can say it later. You just can't say it in front of what? Other Eid Masira later, because that's called what? Yehuda? Chetzi what? Chetzi Gerishin. Chetzi Eidus. Chetzi Gerishin. Why Chetzi Gerishin? Because Min Rabbanan, you have to give the get with Mefanei Nechta, Mefanei Nechta. So it turns out what our...
Kinnon is in France.
Kinnon was in France. Northern France or southern France? The
France.
Provence.
Not France. France.
In France, in the Rishonim Lamaisa. Mm-hmm. So you see that there are three Rishonim we know of. The Rash Mikinin, Reb Yaakov Mikinin, and Reb Meir Mikinin. And Reb Yaakov Mikinin and Reb Meir Mikinin are saying the same chiddush here, that it must be given in front of the same Eid Masira. Okay, Lamaisa. You can do that 2 weeks later. Who's that smack against? Usher? Our Tosis. Didn't I write on the board? Or I didn't write on the board. Did I write on the board after Kedei Dibros for sure not good? Did I write that or I just said, assume that? Did I write after the scene after Kedei
Dibros? No,
I didn't write that. We should write that. Tosis' opinion is after Kedei Dibros, after Kedei Dibros, after on the scene it, done! Then it would be what? Puzzle. Yes? You have to do Ketz Yaz, you have to re-give it. And who says not that way? Let's do one and two. Let's just do one. Who says not that way? Reb who? Reb Yaakov Mikinun, quoted by the Russian Synagogue, and the Mordechai quotes Reb Meir Mikinun, who say what? Reb Meir Mikinun, who say, Yachol Lomar, after an Asina, Achar Nesina, Achar Kidei Dibor, the Achar Kidei Dibor, as long as it's what? As long as it's what? You guys tell me. Hold on, as long as it's what? The same what?
Same
Eid Masira, but also Eid Masira. If you're going to use different Eid Masira, you got to re-give it. Okay? Now, what do you think they're going to say to Tosa Svara? You're no longer a Shliach, and you're no longer a what? You're no longer made a Dayak, no? What do you think they're going to say to that? What do you mean? You're saying it long afterwards. You're not a Shliach anymore? I guess all they care about is the same one. All we care about is verified it was the Shema, and verified it was what the signatures are good, but how do you believe? The Eid Masira, no? All they care about is Eid Masira and Lechura, it's a Chiddush, no?
We discussed this in last year, that there's no Machlokes whether it's being attacking the first one or if you're giving a new one.
You're not giving the new one here, Mordechai.
Right, so you're attacking the first one, so you're going...
No, those are two approaches in Ketzad Yassin. You're not doing that here.
Sure.
These Shitas and Rishonim are saying you could say it after the Nesina. You're not doing Ketzad Yassin. That's what this Machlokes is all about. You're not giving it again. Are you able to say the final nechta after the nesina? You're not giving it again. So Tosfos said it's a double plus you're not believing. We said two svaras. Number one, you're not a shliach. Number two, you're not a medic diet. But we dug up Shitas Rishonim and say it's good.
So I'm asking
you guys, what's the svara behind that?
That same svara doesn't work here? That you've been copying the last one?
Those are two approaches when you re-give it again. We're talking a case where you don't re-give it.
Right.
You just are saying 2 weeks later before I knock the back to the Nesina. Is that good or not? So Tosfos said it's not good, but the Rosh,
they would be willing to spend it. The Rosh and Mordechai would say that they're willing
based on what? You're no longer a shliach anymore. You did your job. You're saying you didn't do your job yet?
You didn't finish your job yet?
And you're going to be mad at die too? You're not giving it now. You're saying it in a vacuum. You're just saying it. What'd you say?
I would say that you're extending the previous...
It's hard. You did the Meisim 2 weeks earlier. It's hard. I don't know what the Svar is for the Shitas and Rishonim. That we would allow it later? What do you mean? You're not a shliach, you're not medik daik. Anyone has a svara? Do you have a svara? What's the svara behind the shita that we quote in the Rosh and the Mordechai? You already did it. 2 weeks later, you see the Eidim Sira. Oh, you'll say b'fan and nechta in front. The get was given 2 weeks later. Are you medik daik? You're not a shliach anymore. You're not a medik daik. So maybe you have to say that. Somehow it's a chetzi gerishin, I guess. And then when you say it, it's not... It's not in a vacuum. I guess you have to say that. You have to say the shlichus is not done, and the fact is that, you know, since the shlichus is not done, I guess there'll still be medic dies. But it's hard to say it. It's hard to say it. Okay. Very good. One second, Jonathan. I wanted you to see the Marim Shif. Please get it down. The Marim Shif points out very beautifully that the suffix of Toysis is Lifnei Tokenei Dibur. Yes? Is that correct? The suffix of Taisis, you did it long before Tokenei Dibur. Yeah, is that correct? What happens if you do it Kodem Tokenei, or you do it Kodem Nesina Tokenei Dibur? Is that good? What do you write on the board? For sure it's good. If you do it Tokenei Dibur before Nesina, for sure it's good. So why is Taisis Mistapek in the blocks? What do I mean in the blocks? Why is Taisis Mistapek long before Tokenei Dibur, before the Nesina? And after the Nesina, he's not stopping. He's 100% sure it's bad. What's the answer for that? You guys tell me. The Dover Pasha. What's the answer for that? Because after Tokenei Dibur, after the Nesina, no longer a what? Yeah, you're no longer a Shliach. But Kodem Nesina, you're still a Shliach. So maybe that would still be good. That's how he's mastered very beautifully the Marim Shif. So please, let's get this down. Yes, Jonathan, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that Kenan is like 150 miles southwest of Paris.
Okay, good, very good. Southern France in Provence. Okay, very good. Okay.
Closer to Nantes.
I can't hear you.
Closer to Nantes.
I don't know what that is.
It's like on the west of Paris.
Okay, good. Okay, now we get to the what? Now we get to the following. Let's get it. Let's get to the following, the Rashi. Oren, you're doing a great job. Let's look now, guys, closely at this Rashi, and then we got to get to the Pnei Yoshua's Kash with the Gemara and the Dorm. Go ahead. Let's go, guys. We want to finish this up so tomorrow we can go fight in the Gemara. Go ahead.
Which Rashi?
Rashi Dibra Maskel Mishum. Guys, look inside. Mishum Dolo Amar Mishum Dolo Amar Yaitzi. Go ahead.
Mishum Dolo Amar Yaitzi. Mitale V'ha Get Kosher.
Yeah, bit me. You read it rhetorically because you didn't say it. Yotzi? Read it again. Mishum what? Yeah, because you didn't say it. Yotzi? Go ahead. Bit me. So it's a kasha. Go ahead. How what?
Mishum
the law omar have a flat mamzer. So what does that mean, Aryeh? I get kosher in b'fun of nechta. What does that mean? So please get this. What does it mean b'fun of nechta? Before him it was written. What does that mean before him it was written? Did anyone of the guys notice that Rashi, Usher? Eliezer, what's he driving at with that Rashi? Yosef. B'fun of nechta. So the Pnei Yoshua and the Sam Sofer say, when Rashi says the b'fun of nechta, he means the shliach is able to say b'fanei nechtav now. That the shliach is able to say b'fanei nechtav now. Has everyone got that? Yeah, the shliach can say it right now. So the Gemara asks if he says b'fanei nechtav after the Nesina, Lamaisa, he's medek daik. Yes? He's neman ketrei. So why should he be a mamzer? So that's what the Gemara means to say, halacha l'maisa. Does the Gemara mean to say the fun of nechta, meaning that what? Is the Gemara talking about taking it back? The Gemara says, because he didn't say the fun of nechta, the Vlad is a mamzer? The Gemara says, in. Yes, it is. Why do you have to do ketzad yasa? What do you have to re-give it for? What's the big deal? What does Rashi mean when he says the fun of nechta? Just say it right now. What does right now mean? Right now is after Tokenei Dibur, no. So he seems to be saying that you still can be medek daik. So maybe it's what you guys were saying a little bit for that Shita and the Rosh and the Mordechai. Maybe you can't say Medetai when you do it 2 weeks later. Maybe Rashi's actually saying that himself. And the Gemara is asking, why is the guy a Mamzer? Let him say B'fanei Nechtav now, let him be Ketrei, and that's it. Yes? That's what the Gemara is asking. B'fanei Nechtav, say it now. Guys, write it down. That let him say it right now. Let him say it right now and let him be believed now. So why should it be a Mamzer? But let me ask you, what happens if he doesn't say it at all ever? That's the Gemara's not asking. That for sure he's a Mamzer. Because why? That because Minerobon is a Mamzer. Maybe they get some Zuyuk, maybe it wasn't written Lishma. And if you look at the Lashon, the Ran says, there are mayors saying you said B'fanei Nechtav after the Nesina. Yes? So Remeir was talking about a case. Where he said B'fanei Nechtav after the Nesina. Yes? What does that mean? What does Lo Amar mean? The Chassam Sofer means Lo Amar, he didn't say it B'shash and Nasan Aged. He didn't say it at the time that what? Didn't Rashi say B'fanei Nechtav? Okay, B'fanei Nechtav, Mishum, the Lo Amar. What is the Lo Amar? He didn't say it B'shash and Nasan Aged, but if he says it afterwards, should be good. That's what the Gemara is asking. Why is he a Mamzer? But what I'm pointing out to you, what we're building up is that you see in Rashi that sheet of who? Of the who? Rabbi Yaakov Mekinen and also Rabbi Meir Mekinen. That you would be believed to say it afterwards, against Tysus. This is smack against Tysus. The Ran, Lamais, is saying like Rashi, and like that sheet in the Rosh and the Mordechai, that it is possible to say B'fanei Nechtav Achar Nesina, and you'd be believed like two. So the Gemara is asking, why would you be a Mamzer? You, do you follow me? The Gemara is asking, according to Rashi and the Ran, it's against Tysus. Tysus said, if you say it long afterwards, you're not believed. But Rashi and the Ran are going like that sheet of who? Of the Yaakov Mekinen and Remeir Mekinen. And they are saying the Pharisees Lamaisa that what? That you could say B'fanei Nechtav after what? You could say B'fanei Nechtav when? After the actual Nesina, long after Tokeni Dibra, right? It's good. So why should he be a Mamzer? But if he never ever says B'fanei Nechtav, then of course, the Gemara's not asking, of course he should be a Mamzer. Now why don't take this a step further? Why should he be a Mamzer? So Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky and Rabbi Nochem Farchovich say, when you don't say B'fanei Nechtav at all, why is the guy a Mamzer? Why is the guy a Mamzer? Because you don't know if it's written Shema, and you don't know if the signatures are good. That's a reason on its own, not because Kol HaMashanim in Mapeya. Kol HaMashanim in Mapeya is when what? When you didn't say it at the proper time, but you actually say it later. So Meir, the Gemara says, if he eventually says it later, why should it be a Mamzer? But if he never says it at all, why are you a Mamzer? Why are you a Mamzer? Because why? Because it wasn't, you don't know if it was done Lishma, you don't know if the signatures are good. That would be a Mamzer, even according to who? The Chachamim. That's what I want you to get down. That we've never introduced before, are you? I don't think we introduced it once. That you could be a Mamzer even according to the Chachamim. Allah Lamais. We did say Teitse, but we never went as far to say that the guy would be a Mamzer. Did we ever say that? I don't think we ever said Mamzer even according to the Chachamim, didn't we? Did we have a Shita like that?
Yeah,
if you never say B'fanei Nechtav, because you never know it's written Lishma or not. You absolutely never know it's written Lishma. Therefore, even according to the Rabbanan, the Vlad B'Yamamzer, and the Parat Yosef says it's B'Feirush in the Ran. Please get that. The Parat Yosef says, according to the Ran, you will have a Shita of the guy being a Mamzer, even according to the Chachamim. That is that Shita. Halach L'maisa. Okay? The kid would be a Mamzer, yes. The kid would actually be a Mamzer. That's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush to say. That the kid actually would be a Mamzer even according to the Chachamim. That I don't think, did we have any sheet on Thursday that said that? Ari, you remember? That according to the Rabbanan, the guy would be a Mamzer? Do you remember that, Lamaisa? Did we have such a sheet then? I don't think so. Now we're saying that if you never say B'fanei Nechtav, It's not a problem because of Kol Mishana Medabeah. Kol Mishana Medabeah, the Chum don't hold them. But here it's more than that. The Porai Yosef, though, writes, this is against Tosis. Please get it. The Porai Yosef says that Tosis' Lashon is, the Rabbanon will never be sacking the Vlad will be a Mamzer. Didn't he say that? That's what the Lashon of Tosis is. Lefi Rabbanon, they were never a Masakin, the guy would be a Mamzer. Lo Tokana lo Avi Mamzer. So get that down. According to the Chumim, you're never going to what? Seems like according to the Rabbanon, you're never going to be able to what? You're never going to be able to, according to Tosis, make the guy a Mamzer. Even if the Shliach doesn't say anything, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Even if the Shliach says nothing. So that's what the Porai Yosef says. I want to just point out to you, though, that Tosis predicated that based on Leis Lu Kol Mishana. You follow me? What does Leis Lu Kol Mishana mean? They don't subscribe to the law of Mishana. But if they weren't described to, if it's not verified as Lishma or the signatures, maybe they would prescribe to that. So I want to argue, maybe the Ran, maybe Tosis would agree with the Ran. We're saying different than the Porai Yosef. The Porai Yosef says, we have a big machlokes Ran and Tosis. I show everyone the Porai Yosef and Seder. Or Yosef says he thinks he has a machlokes Tosis in the Ran. If you look at the Kovetz proportion, not the Kovetz proportion in the back, he says, "Ula medivi aran kan masal halu rabbanan of lavanzo dafki manu fanet fanet lavka won lot menu lavka karukach." You know, Amr Klal, I'm rabbanan having a mamzer. So according to the Ran, there are three levels. Mikematzinu rabbanan shlosh chulim davar. Number one, im lo Amr Klal, what's the din? According to the rabbanan, vlad mamzer. Vim Amr Akish Nasal Law, if you said after you gave it to, ain't a vlad mamzer. Mikoma kom what? Teitze. And the third one is, you not living in a chasm, not around the shasta, see them with their slabayla, but varm sarachim. Sarach lit kok sham, but divaram, lashvoso the dasa taisis. He says, you really got to try to make it ever, because taisis is mashma, that if you don't say anything, the ain of la mamzer. So, I'm suggesting to you guys that I don't agree with you. Who am I nothing next to the Paris Yosef? But taisis predicated based on the Roman, do not hold of kol mashanim in mapeya. Fine, they don't hold the Mishana, call the Mishana Mabe. You didn't say it at the right time. You said it afterwards. They don't say the Vlad's Mamzer. But if you never say it at all, maybe Tosis would be masking according to the Rabbanan. The Vlad is a Mamzer. That's our Kiddush. We've got to write it off. We've got to write up the Shtickle. You follow what I'm saying, Aryeh? Tosis predicated on Lo Avi Mamzer, the Leis Lu Kol Mishana. Fine. But you still don't know if it was written Lishma or not. So I want to argue with myself that Tosis would hold like the Ran if it was never said. If it was never said, I want to say Lamaise. Because what is he saying? He says, the below what? Well, what is his Lashon? What is his Lashon that he says? The below what? He says, Avlad is Achlev, lo takane, lo have mamzer. Right? Below takane, lo have mamzer. He doesn't say, maybe you could say he's talking about a situation of what? Where you said it afterwards. How do you know he's talking about a situation where he never said it? You know what I'm saying? So I want to suggest a chiddush against the Paras Yosef. Maybe that's what he means in the last line, that you have to stand on your head to make the Ran and equate it with Tosis. I'm saying, fakir, make Tosis equate it with the Ran. I'm saying Tosis equate it with the Ran, and Memela, everyone would say the Vlad is a mamzer. You follow what I'm saying, Yehuda? This is the chiddush I want to bring out. Alach alamais. Okay. And then that brings us to the Tosis Rid. Let's see the Tosis Rid inside. You're doing a great job, Oren. I don't know, in my Tosis Rid, it's Dibur Maskil Remeir. Tosis Rid quotes both Pshatim. You have the Tosis Rid there on the daf? He quotes both Pshatim, how to learn the Kash of the Gemara. Go ahead. Remeir, Mishu, Lomar, Vanav, and Lomar, Sama, Lomar, Perish. Go ahead.
Perish, Kevon, Dekai, Kashta, the Omar, Rufani, Nefta, Rufani, Nefta, Yishum, Dulu, Omar, Lomar, Lomar, Lomar,
What's the first shot? That's like Rashi. Where the Shliach says before the next, after the Nesina, why should the guy be a what? Why should the Vlad be a Mamzer? Right? That means after the Nesina. Go ahead. Inami. What's the second shot? Yeah, we don't read the parentheses. Read the brackets. Inami, lo what? If the Baal didn't come, Umar in protest. Go ahead. Vamai. Umar. Right? Skip lo kai is in parentheses. Umar, vamai what? What's the second kasha? The second kasha where he doesn't say anything. If the Baal didn't honor, why should we make a Baal Mamzer? So there are two ways to learn the kasha. If you learn the kasha like Rashi, that if the Shliya said, but after the Sina, why should the Baal be a Mamzer? I mean, what's the big deal? He said it afterwards. Yeah? He said it afterwards. Why should the Baal be a Mamzer? Number two is what? What's number two? If the Baal has to be Ma'arer, even in the case where he hasn't said it, why should the Baal be a Mamzer? So the two ways to what? The two ways to say the pshat, and the truth of the matter is that the kasha of the Gemara, the Rashi says, as you said, the funny next of afterwards, why should we be Baal Mamzer? There's another way of learning it, and that is where he what? Where he didn't say it at all. So where he didn't say it at all, that's kind of like saying what the Parag Yosef wanted Tosus to say. That if he didn't say it at all, the Vlad never would be a Mamzer. That's the way the Tosus Reed is speaking that out. We're just challenging, how do you know that's true? Well, why is he predicated based on the doesn't call him a shanim in Matbeah? But maybe if it was what? Maybe if it was not said at all, maybe Tosus wouldn't be master. So the Tosus Reed really speaks out what the Parag Yosef wanted Tosus to say. That's the second shot, Lamaisa, that the Vlad would never be a Mamzer. And the first shot is what? The first shot is, like Rashi, Lamaisa, is that Lamaisa, which goes well with the Ran, goes well with the Ran Sheetah, and that is that Lamaisa, in a Hanami, if you don't say it at all, according to the Rabbanan, the Vlad will be a Mamzer. Okay, very good. Excellent. This brings us to the following now. Let's get it. Okay? Everyone have the Gemara Nedarim, the packet here?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to begin now with this Akasha, and then we have to see the Gemara there in the Nedarim. What's the Akasha? The Gemara, no doubt, allows Lamaisa, actually I shouldn't say no doubt, but Tosus says, Vehu Adin. You read it so nicely. Hu Adin, Lamaisa. Yeah? What was the Hu Adin, Oren, in Tosus? That if you give it a few seconds after the Nesina, if you give it a few seconds after the Nesina, what's the din? What's the din if you give it a few seconds after the Nesina? What's Halacha? You give it a few seconds after the Nesina. Does it work? Tokele Dibor? Yes, Tosus said. It works. There's a Gemara Beferish and Shas in the Dharam Da Fezan Alpha Baba Basra. Daf what? Baba Basra Daf Kuf Laman of Aleph. That Tokele Dibor Kedibor except for Kedushin and Gerushin and Agidu of Odazara and Megadim. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, what on earth is Tosus talking about? That he's 100% positive that if a guy says before the next of Tokele Dibor after the Nesina, it's good. What do you mean? It's too late already. There is no din of Tokele Dibor by getting. Who asked this kasha? The Pnei Yeshua. So I want to look at the Gemara in the Nedarim. I want to look at the Gemara Nedarim, so we should what? Does everyone have it here? Azriel, does everyone have it? You, do you have your Gemara Nedarim? Let's take a look. Yes. Let's take a look, Lamaisa, whether we say it's good or not. Okay? Here, Lamaisa. Everyone, does everyone have? Azriel, please, Lamaisa. Say, you want me to bring it over to you, or I don't want you to, you know, I don't want you to exercise too much, okay? All right? You know? Lamaisa, Mayor, do you have the Gemara Nedarim? You have it? Okay, let's take a look inside. What's this talking about over here in the Gemara in the Dharam? It's talking about the following. Can't see Arya, Yosef. Can't see the Arya. What's the Gemara in the Dharam say? That if a man wants to make for his neder of his wife and his daughter, he can. If he wants to annul the vow of his wife or daughter, he has that ability. Problem is, the Mishnah says in the Dharam that if he thought his wife took the vow, he was told the wife took the vow, and it turned out to be his daughter. Is that a fara, good or not? No. Mishnah says it's black on white, not good. In the Dharam Daf Pei, what Pei Vavim in base. So the Gemara says, well, I have a problem with this, because this doesn't match up with Hilchos Kriya and Avelis. Gemara says, I'll read the first two lines, because I have it here. Thank you, Binyamin, for bringing in the Gemara, and then you'll pick it up, Oren. Gemara says, I read you the Mishnah. Yodea, you with me? Mishnah says, Nadra Yishto Vasavar Shanadra Bito. His wife took a netter, and he thought it was his daughter who took the netter. Nadra bito v'savra shenadra ishto. His daughter took the netter and he thought his wife did. Nadra b'nazar, she took a netter b'nazar, v'savra shenadra b'korban. She took a netter b'nazar and she thought it was she took a netter to bring a korban. Nadra b'korban, she took a netter to bring a korban, v'savra shenadra b'nazar. He thought she was taking a netter to be a nazar. Can a woman be a nazar?
Yeah.
Pasuk in Chumash, Isha Isha. Rav Shekhta asked people that on a Bechina. People start talking, it's a mystic, Amara, it's a Pasuk in Chumash, Parsis Nasa, Isha Isha. Right? Okay? So he thought, Nadra bin Akorban, she brought the Kanetra, she brought Akorban, Savar Shanadra bin Nasa. Nadra bitanim, she took a netter with eating figs, and Savar Shanadra bin Nasa. He thought she took a netter out of grapes. Nadra bin Anovim, she took a netter not the grapes, a sober shenadim in Athenim. She took a netter from grapes, she thought she was took a netter from figs. That's what he thought. Or is a yachter be after? Mishnah says if you're mistaken, the afar is bad. You have to know for sure who took the netter and what the netter was about. Yes? You got that? That's the din. So Gemara asks like this, Lemer Medina Osa Dafka, who? You mean to tell me you have to know precisely who took the netter and what the netter was? Vagami Kroim! Take it over, Oren. Go ahead. But we find by tearings, by rentings, Agabi Kroim. You know, renting is the same thing as what? Tearing. Agabi Kroim here. Jonathan, come on. Go ahead. Agabi Kroim. Go ahead. Yeah, it says Al. Al, Al. Yeah. What's Al, Al? When David HaMelech heard that Shaul and what? And Yonasan, his son, Shaul's son, were what? Killed in battle against the Plishtim, the Philistines, yes, the Plishtim, he tore Kriya. What do you mean he wasn't related to Shaul? It was a Melech, though. You have to tear Kriya on the Melech and the leader. So come on, then, Amoy Cotton. Go ahead. Go ahead. Dixiv
Al-Al.
Dixiv.
Dixiv
Al-Shaul
Be'al-Yehonathan B'no.
Oh, V'tanya, it says in a Brisa.
V'tanya, Amrulo, Mace Aviv, V'kara.
If they told a guy that his father died, God forbid, Vikari tore Kriya Vacherkach. God forbid, and then they found out it was his son that died, Rechmono Litzlan. Let's say it was a car accident. And they thought the guy's father died, turned out to be the guy's son, Rechmono Litzlan. So he tore Kriya thinking it was his father. What's the din?
He's up to
the Kriya. So you don't have to be exact. What's Gomer's answer? The Kasha, we're comparing the Dar, a farce of the Dar with Kriya. Go ahead, Amrei.
Amrei, low Kasha.
When you say that someone died in general and the guy on his own presumed it was the father and it turned out to be his son, that's good. But when a guy tells you explicitly that it was the father and it turned out to be his son, that's bad. So that's the answer. Yes? Go ahead, Vatanya.
Yeah, Tanya,
now, Vatanya and Shas usually is a what? Usually is a kasha, but here it's Benichusa, the Ron says. It's a statement. Vatanya, here it's a proof to it. Go ahead.
Vatanya Amru Lo, Mace Aviv, Vikarov, the Akrakov, Nimsov, the No, Lo Yotze.
They told him his father died, he tore Kriya, turned out to be his son, and now Yotze. Go ahead. Amru, some Rishonim don't have this next line, but go ahead. Amru.
Amru Lo, Mace.
Amru Lo, Mace. If they told him someone died, a relative, go ahead, Kusavar.
Kusavar Aviv.
Who? He thought it was his father on his own. The Kari Torkriya, go ahead, Vakarkach. That's good, because that was general, right? He just presumed on his own, and therefore that's still good. Okay, that's one answer. Go ahead, Ravashi Amar.
Ravashi Amar, Khan Bitok Nebior, Khan Vakarkach.
Wow. Ravashi doesn't necessarily argue with the first answer the Ron says, but he doesn't like the way to plug it in. He must have had a different gears to the Ron, because it says in the Sefer case, they didn't tell him specifically, just slow mace. But that's why the Ron says he wanted to give a new answer because he didn't think it would fit in well with the Brisa line. Argyr says fits in quite well. You follow me? But nevertheless, the Ron doesn't argue with the first answer. What does he say? He says the following. It depends whether it's token Adibor or not. Meaning to say like this. Meaning to say that Lamaisa, when he tore Kriya, yes? Yeah, read out in the Gemara. Ravashi Amar, go ahead. Hadik Amras. Oh, I mean he was told his what? He was told that his father died, and then he tore the Kriya, but within 3 seconds, Shomlech and Rebbe Amori, of tearing Kriya for the father, he was told it was the what? He was told it was the son, so the kriya is considered good on his son. You follow me? We don't associate the kriya with the father because still within talking to Dibra, he was told it was the son. Go ahead. However, what? Excellent. When you're not yotze, that's already too late because the kriya you had in mind was your the father. That won't work for the son. Now the Gemara brings another raya v'atanya. It's also benichusa. There's a two on the same daf where v'atanya is a benichusa statement according to the Rambam. It's not a kasha. Go ahead. Tanya, one second. Go ahead, Tanya. Somebody had a chol tofeso, and he fainted. And he thought that his guy died. Go ahead. He tore a kriya. And he hadn't really died, but within 3 seconds of his kriya, go ahead. Go ahead. You're not yotze. Go ahead. But when is that? Amar what? That's only if he died after Kedei Dibor. Ava what? Excellent. Very good. And therefore it's good, and therefore the Kriya is good. Yes? And then the Gemara signs off by saying, go ahead. Chutz. Excellent. Those four categories, there's no concept of Kedei Dibor. Okay, we're going to have to see the run on this. But basically, what do I always try to convey to you guys? When you learn a Gemara, you try to chazer it in your mind so it sticks with you. So how would you summarize this Gemara? Very quickly, you could do it in 3 seconds. Think about the rest of the day. I know the Mishnah in Pei says that if you made for a netter mistakenly, you thought your wife took it, but it was your daughter. You thought your daughter took it, but your wife only took it. It's not good. Also, if you thought the content was figs and it turned out to be grapes, it's also not good. You have to be precise. Osa, it says. By the Kriya, you don't have to be precise. It says that by the Kriya of the Pharisees, you have to be precise. The Brisa says with the Karaim of Al, you see the Pharisees, that what? That the halakha is very, very clear that, if you have two or three people that are dying after you have to do Kriya for each one, and if you're told that it was the father and you tear Kriya to turn out it's the son, it said it's good. So what's the answer? That's when you said presumably there was a person generally that died. They didn't tell you specifically. They tell you specifically it's not good. Then what the Gemara says arrived for that, that if you told your father, God forbid that someone told his father died, you tore Kriya and it turned out to be the guy's son, you're not yotze, but it was if it's considered to be what? If it's considered to be specifically that someone passed away, and it turns out to be turning out, so if it's someone that passed away in general, and you presumed on your own was the father, turned out to be the son, it's going to be good. Ravashi says, I could agree with that, Terence, but I don't think it fits into the Bryce corner of the Skirsa. So he gives a different Terence. The whole thing is talking to Dibor. He found out, Lamaisa, he thought it was the father, and it turned out that what? Turned out to be the son, but was within talking to Dibor of the Kriya. That's good. And that's a case where someone fainted and thought he died, he tore the Kriya. Was within talking to Dibor, it's good. Allah Chalamais. And then Gemara backs out of it. There are four categories that don't have talking to Dibor. Kiddushin, Gerushin, Avodah Zarah, and Megadeth. That's the Chiddush of this Gemara. So, Frek the Pnei Yoshua. Let's get it, guys. Ask the Pnei Yoshua a great kasha. What does the Pnei Yoshua ask? Pnei Yoshua asked like this. He says, I understand something. Our whole Gemara, Taisa, is predicated on that what? That as long as it's token a Dibor of the giving and the get, no problem, I wrote on the board, you could do b'fanei netta, b'fanei netta. Mayor, you follow me? How could this be? Token a Dibor, Gedibor does not exist by Gedershin. That is the kasha. That's a bomb kasha. How could Taisa say that Lamaisa, you could say b'fanei netta, b'fanei netta, token a Dibor of the Nesina, when we know that there is no din of what? We know there is no din of talking deeper by Gerushin. Ain din, let's talk about the cases. Ain din, talk today deeper. The what?
Begerushin.
Guy divorces his wife and says, oh, I'm just joking. Come on. Doesn't work. Guys, we're kind of some woman. You guys are ready to go. Then you say in front of the chuppah, I was just joking. 500 people at the wedding. See how good that goes down, right? Right? Right?
Not well.
Not well. Everyone is going to be upset with you. The cow and the parents, the whole deal. Number three. A guy says to a tree, you know what? Guy says to a tree, he says, oh, Mr. Tree, you're his God. He's his idol. Bows down to the tree. Then he just says, he's joking. He says, Eliata. Then he's joking. Come on, you can't do that with a conspiracy. It's not right. It's the Arbol Yavarov on his arm. What's for Megadim? Guy blasphemes and says he was just joking. Come on. You don't have token of demon in these four categories. It's not acceptable.
It's like cursing God, right?
Yeah, blasphemy, correct. The Megadim. We know what happened to Megadim. What happened to Megadim? They stoned him, right? The foolish. Right? He was a bad guy, the Megadim. Who was that guy? Shlomis Bas Divri, right? Who was it? The Mekoshesh was Salafa, right? The Mekoshesh, according to one opinion, Rabbi Kiva said it was Salafa. But the Megadeth, wasn't he with Shlomis Bas Divri? Remember Rashi says Allah Tayyar? Who was the guy? Who was it? Shlomis Bas Divri. No, you have it in the Chumash there. You have the computer there, Aryeh. Who was the Megadeth? Yosef, you had Akasha before.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we're learning in this Gemara that one's Yosef with Kriya, if they, I guess, do it with the intention of their father, it ends up being a brother instead. How's that so if it's two different lengths for Kriya, whereas with a parent it's much longer than with a...
Turns out to be a son, you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a good kasher you point out. Now, Yosef's saying that the 11 nafkaminas we learn between Kriya and Aviv Imo as opposed to the Shah relatives. One of them is that Kriya for a parent you have to tear all the way down to your chest is revealed. Whereas when it comes to a shar krovim like a son, it's only tefach. But what you have to say is it takes a split second. It just takes a split second. So l'maisa, you're asking how you could be yotze. The stomach, you did a whole achi gala libo. So you have to say b'chla masai mana. You understand what I'm saying? You have to at least do a tefach for shar krovim. It's an excellent sharp kashi you ask.
But it wouldn't work the other way, right?
Right, yeah, it wouldn't work the other way. Yeah. If for a parent you only did a tefach, you guys are chavrusis, you're both saying very good. If you did a tefach, you're not what? You're not yotze. If you need to do for a parent, achi gala kolibo. But if you do achi gala kolibo, we would have probably advised the guy not to do it either because, you know, he might get confused with the halacha. You really should only do a tefach, but you would say b'chama simon money would be yotze. That's what you have to say. There's a lot of nafkaminas, you know, you can't sew up a parent's. You know, the other ones you can. There's a lot of nafkaminas. You know, there's 11. I gave on my Huchos Velas, Pechina, we had the Kol, Summer Kol, Lona Velas. I said, list off 11 nafkaminas we learned. It's in the Kriya. You're not allowed to use your scissors for a parent. You have to start with it because no one, unless you're the Hulk, you can't, can't rip a shirt with your own your bare hands. So you start with the scissors and then you cut down with your hands with a parent. The other shark robe you can do with a kli the whole thing. Another difference is the right side, left side. You know, by appearance, you do the left side, the shark robe do the right side. Okay, that's where Hilchos Avel is. But there are 11 nafkaminas. I gave another mechinim. 11 chilukim. Yeah, go ahead.
For the shahr, you can do other things. But if you do it the way that you did for a parent, then it can.
Not for all of them. Not for all of them, Lamaisa.
Which ones are dafka?
Not for all. Well, we say it's not makir the right side, left side. But you're saying.
I'm saying that the Gemara.
No, because
things are obvious, and
I'll tell you why. It's a good kashi you guys are all asking. Is because it's Baal Tashkis. We're very, very nervous about doing kriya. We don't have to. Baal Tashkis is an issur d'oraisa according to the Rosh. Anything you waste, according to the Rambam, it's the Rabbanan. So you have to be careful about that, to be makra about that. Also, you know, if you rip it so much, you can't. It's hard to sew it up. So, you know, it's a good horror, you say. Yes, sorry.
I found the Menachem.
Yeah, where's the Rashi?
It's not a Rashi. The Pasuk says that his mother was Shlomis Bas Divri.
It says it with favor. Should that more?
Yeah, Rashi Imo Shlomis Bas Divri Lamadidam.
His mother was Shlomis Bas Divri.
Yeah, and
his father was a goy?
Yeah, his father was a mitzvah.
Yeah.
His
father was the mitzvah that was beating up the Yidden, no? So his father was a goy and the mother was a yid.
Yeah.
And he was upset, right? Yeah. You know what he was upset about? I remember now. Thank you very much, Ari. This is an Emor, right?
Yeah.
You know what he's upset about? He was upset about the lechem aponim. Remember, he had made this whole thing about the lechem aponim. He didn't think it was right that, you know how like some people are extremists?
No, I think that Rashi says he was upset because his mother was from Matadon, so he wanted to live with Matadon.
And they wouldn't let him.
They wouldn't let him.
Right. But there's also a medrash that says that he was got into a fight with the guy because he didn't think it was right for the lechem aponim that it wasn't fresh, but Hashem made an ezer was fresh, and then you know, there's an extremist and he's not sincere, then the next second he starts cursing Hashem. I'll have to look in that for tomorrow to fix that up, but I don't have it exactly 100% memory, but Rashi says what Arya says, but there's another reason why he got in a, it was expression of extremists, they're not sincere. One second he's arguing for Kavod Hashem, the other time he's blaspheming Hashem, second later. I mean, he's not an emissary guy. Yes, Jonathan.
When we're saying about tearing prayer for the right or the left, is it from
no, the right side or left side?
No, from the person's perspective or
yes,
from
yes,
looking
yes.
the other way?
Yes, from the person's perspective. You do Achimagala Libo by appearance, and on the right side for Sharkro. Okay, let's get to the answer now. So again, what's the kasha? The Gemara says in two places in Shas that what? That there is no din of what? Tokhid Edibra by Gerishin. So how does Taisa say you can do Bafan and Echtav by what? Bafan and Echtav, right? Tochen Edibur after the Nesina. Why is that good? Who asked this kasha? You were looking it up, you guys saw it inside. Pnei Yoshu asked this kasha. It's a great kasha. So what's the answer of the Pnei Yoshu? What do you guys say? What's the answer of Pnei Yoshu? Azur, you got the kasha? You got the kasha of Amaisa? You don't think I'm going to give it back to you? Is that why? The mice then put it in yours, the mice. Don't worry, I'll give it back to you. What do you think, I'm a goslin? Please put it away. Please put it away so you don't do it. Please get this kasha down. How is it shayach, Mayor, that we can what? We can say before death after the Nesina Tov Dei Dibra? How could it be? You got the kasha? You didn't write the kasha down. So the Pnei Yoshu answers like this. Amazing. That's to retract the gerushin. Guy gives a get to his wife and wants to back out of the get. That you're not allowed to do. But to elucidate what you meant on this get, that's fine.
Or clarify.
That's a sharp answer, yes, to clarify. Well said. To clarify, that works. You're clarifying that this get was written and signed well. There was lishma on the signatures. When do we say that Tokhid Edibra Binyamin is not good? And Binyamin, we just organized that on Binyamin's father, the great Goyim, the Goyim Mamish, on February 26th, the day after the Shabbaton. Who's coming to the Shabbaton, Mr. Shem? Who's coming? Let's say, Yudi, you're coming to the Shabbaton. June 20th, in our Pesach, we have a Shir Shabbaton. I hope you'll be able to come. February 25th. Usher, yeah, I see that hand. There it is, everyone's hand. And then, and also, Binyamin's wife. And I assume Oren, Binyamin, and Oren, and the other four. Binyamin Novik, Oren, Nate, and Benji Wilbur, Lemaisa. And Jonathan, and we have to see Jonathan's wife. But Binyamin's wife is just, we hear the announcement. The announcement that she's coming. She made the announcement that she's coming. Lemaisa, that's great.
Oh.
So we therefore, Lemaisa, we have to get Jonathan and his wife to visit. So let's get it, guys. So the day after the Shabbaton, Sunday morning, 10 a.m., in Shir Room, Binyamin Jachter's father, Rav Jachter Shlita, the great Gaon, is going to come and talk about demonstrating get for us. I would love him to even demonstrate it, the mice.
With him after the writing?
Yeah, I'd love him to bring one, at least so he can show it. Yeah, I got to call him for the details. So we have a great opportunity. That'll be during Seder, 10 a.m. in a class in the Shir Room, the day after. Okay, I'm going to let him, because he's Masada Beni Gittin. So let's get the answer. What's the answer? The answer of Pnei Yoshu is the what? Is to retract from the what? To retract from the get, that you can't do. But to elucidate the get, that's fine. To elucidate and clarify, like Jonathan said, Jonathan Linder, like you said, Lemaiser, educated from Rutgers with the correct English word and language, Lemaiser. But now he saw the light coming to the yeshiva, the program, Smicha, right? You with me? Lemaiser, Mikadesh. So that's one answer. Number two answer is Rav Steinman. Rav Steinman says the second answer, Ayala Shashaka. I thought this is also a Gavaldic answer. He says, to retract from the Gerushin, you can't do after Tokhid Edibur, but you're retracting from the Shlichus of the Gerushin, that you can do. The actual get, tokenei dibor, you can't do. Retract from the giving of the get. But you can retract lamais and finesse your shlichus to save a fun and nethav and nephet tokenei dibor. That's a very sharp chiluk too. You're focusing on the what? On the shlichus. You have to write this down, lamais. Steimene, yalash ha-shachar. Give the second answer. In other words, you're not being chosubo from the gerishin. You're being chosubo from the shlichus. The shlichus was void of a funny neck of a neck, but now you're trying to finesse it and fix it. Token of Hebrew, that's fine. That's the second answer. Number three, Lamaisa. The Divrei Chesed. The Divrei Chesed, Simin Vem, Oz Vav, says the Chomer Mesakim for a neck is man maisa gerishin. What's bizman maisa gerishin? That the takana b'fanei nechta was bizman maisa gerishin. You throw him also. You throw him in Yom Novik, when I send the zoo. So when I said the Yecheskel, in Simen Nem, Sifkon Vav, the Yecheskel says, the Chomer Mesakim b'fanei nechta bizman maisa gerishin. Token a dibor, b'shas maisa of the maisa gerishin is considered to be good. Token a dibor of the maisa gerishin is considered to be good. That's considered to be good. You're not allowed to do token a dibor. That's fine. The guy with the get, but the guy with the takanim finding after who was enacted is man gerishin. What is man gerishin? Is man the maisa nesina. Token a dibor of the maisa nesina is considered to be maisa gerishin. So that's the answer that we want to give. Allah maisa. This is the answer to be chesto. So three answers. If you're coming closer on the get. That's a problem, but if you're elucidation, a clarification, good. Number two, if you're chosen on the actual get, you're chosen on the shlichus, you're trying to reject the shlichus, that's fine. And number three is, Lamaisa, the takana fanei nechta was enacted as man maisa gerishin. As long as we didn't talk to the deeper, that's maisa gerishin. Okay? The third answer is focusing on the takana fanei nechta, not on the actual get. Okay? So Lamaisa, this brings us to the Ran bin Adar. Lamaisa, let's get it. No, without Minchad 1, this is Shem, at the end of Shem. Okay? See where I underline the Ran. Take a look, Vilchus. Let's look inside. You want to read the Vilchus? Let's read the Ran there. Read the Vilchus. Guys, look inside. Does everyone have it? Go ahead, Vilchus. Kedibur Dami, yeah. Bar. Excellent. Go ahead. In Perik, what? In Bo Basra. Only list two exceptions. Go ahead. Bar. He says, don't get crazy about it. Go ahead. Why below? They're not arguing. He's not arguing our Gemara. Go ahead. Excellent. Blasphemy is subsumed under Avodah Zarah. Go ahead. Right. And Megarish includes Mekadesh. Iskish. We connect, we link up what you see a divorce with Havaya. Okay, it's a heckish. Megade Painu. Gadaf, right? Excellent. Tokede Dibor. Guy tries to blast me and then he retracts. It's not a Chazar. Go ahead. He says to an idol, what? The Chazar Bow. Lohave what? Excellent. So there's no Chazar, there's no backing out of that. Go ahead. Go ahead. Excellent. If he's Mekadesh or what? Right. Then he says, the Chazar Bow is joking. Excellent. You cannot be Chazar Bow. Go ahead. My Shnohani. Ron asks, I have no idea why these are four exceptions. How on earth did the Rabbanan know these four exceptions? It's a little troublesome why he says the word the Rabbanan, but it is a D'Oraisa. I think he just means, I don't know why he says the Rabbanan, because this is a D'Oraisa Pashup Shad. Go ahead.
Was it like brought out by those?
Yeah, that's what you have to say, John. It's good horror, but it just bothers him to the Rabbanan. It's a D'Oraisa Pashup Shad. Rabbi Natam says it's a Rabbanan. Rabbi Natam is the one who said it was a Takanas Chacham. Go ahead.
V'nira
Be'enai, the Ran says, I'll tell you why. Go ahead. Bishar.
Bishar mili dulo chamir kulei hai.
Categories that aren't so severe. Go ahead.
Adam ose osam.
When a guy does them, lo what?
Lo bimar da dulo.
Oh, he doesn't do it with like a finalized das. You know, he's not as serious about it. Ella what? He always knows he has an out to be close with talking to him, a regular business deal. Aval. These categories, go ahead. Ella. Excellent. A person only does it with full strength. Wow, you see that? These are four categories that are so serious, you're done once you say it. It's a beautiful hesber, no, the Ron, no. Other things, business, might say, not as serious, you know, go ahead. So, but I saw it in the Ramban, the Pirik what? Zal. Takantahu. See, that's why I said, Jonathan, that Rabbeinu Tam is the one who says Takana. The Ron is holding the right. Even though the Ron, he said the Rabbana, he didn't mean that. It's the right score. Go ahead. The Tikkun what? Rabbo, right. You're buying something in one of the stores in the calf, and you see me in the calf, and you say, Rebbe, show me like a Rebbe Mori. And then you say to the cashier, listen, I don't want a pizza. I want a grilled cheese. Sorry. It's after Tokenei Dibur. Too late. No, we gave the ability of, not after, we gave the ability to say hi to your Rebbe and then be able to close the ball. Yes, that was a takana. Go ahead. Yeah, you want to go and say hi to your Rebbe and then be able to take, say, I don't want the pizza, I want the grilled cheese. Right? I must be hungry, right? Go to the Heshu, right? Yeah? So you see there, Rabbeinu Tam says it's all things of takanas chachamim. They didn't make this takanas chachamim when it comes to Gerushin. Go ahead. They made it across the board except for these categories. Go ahead, below what? I don't like the Rabbeinu Tam Shita that it's a Tekanas Chamim. Why? Go ahead. Yes. Who gives the right to Chum? They can Oker Darum Min HaTorah Bekum Ese Bin HaDarum. And they can say, oh, the Rabbanan can say, you took a netter, and then the guy thinks a netter not to eat an orange. Talk to the Adibur, he says, no, he's just joking. If that's a Rabbanan concept, how do you have the Rabbanan get rid of a D'oraisa thing that the orange is chal? The netter on the orange is chal. How do the Rabbanan do that? The Rabbanan only have the cloth to go over something what? B'shev for what? Shev al-tasa, not kumbese. He says, this can't be talk to the Adibur's Rabbanan. You're going to be over all these dinim on the level of the D'oraisa, but kumbese. Forget about it, he says. Elavadai can amar. What's vadai can amar mean? That I hold it's D'oraisa. So get down in your notes. The Ron holds that Tokede Dibur is D'oraisa, and Ramban B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's a Takanas Chachamim. Rashbam says the same thing, that it's a Chumra B'Rabbanan in Baba Basra. So it could be both tracks are correct. Tokede Dibur is either is a sus or a track. What's the other approach we had? A few days, last week I think it was, or maybe it was more than that. What was the other approach to Tokedei Dibur? Kedibur of it. It's either what, you have a schus to retract, or what was the other approach? You extend the what, the period a few seconds afterwards. Right? So there's no doubt that if you want to take a Maisa Kriya and extend that to what? To the death, that's an extension. There's no doubt that that shot is correct. But we're adding on a new shot of schus Chazara, which was not given by these four categories. Either on a Sfar D'Oraisa or on a Dindrabanan level. According to the Ron, it was the D'oraisa institution of Tokenei Dibur. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only Takanas Chachamim. And that Takanas Chachamim, Lamaisa, was not given, Lamaisa, by those four what? Those four categories.
Those four, you would agree that it was more...
Couldn't hear you, what?
Those four, you would agree that it was more Chamim.
Who would agree? The Ron says on a level of D'oraisa, they're more severe. Doesn't mean Chumra means they're much more serious categories.
Right.
So therefore, you were only given the Sfus Chazara by something that was less serious. Something you put your whole mind into, you're done already. But that's a Sfar on a level of D'oraisa, according to the Ron. Follow me? The institution of Tokenei Dibur Ron is D'oraisa, according to the Ron, it's only the Rabbanan.
So even those four would be fine.
Even those four, they didn't give the out, the Takana did not apply to those four.
And
that's the way you read it in.
And it would be fine if it did Tokenei Dibur.
No, the Rabbanan just said you don't have the right to do it. D'oraisa you would, But Rabbanan, they did not allow you. Midrash said, yeah, if a guy gave a get, he could reverse it. Midrash, but Rabbanan said, no, you don't have the ability to do that. The Ron says, I don't like that shot, because if it's Midrash, I'll have Rabbanan Alker Sonny Kumbese. He gave her a get. How do you reverse that? So it's very hard to say that it's the Rabbanan. Okay? Much easier to say it's a derisa, and those four are so serious, you don't have that. You don't have that out, because it's so serious. Okay, let's stop here. Everyone, a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha. I think everyone's got to stay for Mincha, so let's make sure we have a minion.